We're doing the Navi Yeshayahu. We're up to what they call the 50th chapter, the 4th Pasuk. Adonai Elohim Natan Li Leshon Limudim. The Navi Yeshayahu says, Hashem sent me here to give prophecy, and Hashem gave me this beautiful tongue that I should be able to teach. And in fact, Yeshaya is perhaps the most eloquent of prophets. We see in Yeshaya beautiful verses, we see beautiful poetry and plays of on words that is unique to Yeshaya. So Yeshaya says, Hashem gave me the capacity to express things in the most educational way. Hashem gave me the ability to teach. Ladat. And Hashem gave me the ability to express based on the correct timing and based on the wording that will encourage people. Ladat, to know. Laut, from the word eight, to figure out the timing. Et ya'ef, when a person is tired or thirsty, I can give him davar. I find what to give him that will quench his thirst. Again, figuratively. Ya'ir baboker baboker. Every morning Hashem arouses me again to give my prophecy. Ya'ir li ozen. Hashem arouses me to listen to the prophecy. Lishmoa kalimudim. Just like a teacher arouses a student to listen to his teachings, so too Hashem repeatedly arouses me to listen to the prophecies Hashem gives me, so that I will be able to teach you, the people of Israel. Adonai Elohim patach li ozen. Hashem has opened my ear. As we learned in the beginning of the Navi Yeshaya, there was a declaration in heaven, who can I send? Who will go on my behalf to educate the Jewish people and help them do tshuva, to repent? So the Navi volunteered. Yeshaya said, Hineni shelacheni, I'm here, send me Hashem. So the Navi says, Hashem opened my ear. Hashem allowed me to hear the initial words of heaven. Who can I send? Ve'anochi lo mariti. I did not rebel against what Hashem said. Hashem sent me. It's a difficult responsibility, and I lived up to it, says Yeshaya. Acho lo nisugoti. I didn't turn back, even though I was sent on a difficult mission. Here I am telling the people what they don't want to hear. Here I am and the people don't like me. It's not popular to tell the people something's wrong. One of the rules of leadership is that you cannot be focused on popularity. If you're going to stand up for what's right, that means that you will sometimes be unpopular. The Gemara says if there's a rabbi who is popular among all his people, he's a lousy rabbi. That's what the Gemara says. He has a responsibility to stand for what's right, which automatically means there will be people who oppose him. Once upon a time, I thought there were ways around this. Today, I'm telling you from personal experience, there's no way around this. There's no way. You can try as much as you want to be nice and diplomatic, but at the end of the day, you do have to stand up for what's right. And if you don't, then you're worthless. The Navi says, I've been sent on this mission again and again, and I've done it. I've lived up to my responsibility. Gevi natati lemakim. I dedicated myself, even though I've been beaten. Ulchayai lemoritim. People have pulled my beard out. My cheeks have been plucked, says Yeshaya. Panai lo istarti. I did not hide myself. Mikelimot varok. Even though I knew people would shame me and spit at me, but I stood up to my responsibility. He says, I've done what's right. I've presented the things in a pleasant way. I've tried to present the things in a way that will bring people to listen. I've recognized the hatred I will have to face for standing up for what's right, and I've repeatedly stood up to my responsibility and stood up for what's right, even at the cost of being beaten, even at the cost of having my hair pulled out, even though I've been shamed and spat at. Yes?
Pulled out his hair?
That's what it says.
Okay, so that's not what it's for?
Doesn't seem that way.
Okay, so what, if you're a lousy rabbi, so there are some rabbis that everyone loves him because of being just really, really honest and blunt. A lot of people will flock him, so there's thousands and thousands of people. They'll love him and they're not. So does this mean that this guy's like a really lousy rabbi in a sense?
There are different responsibilities.
Much more clearer. But there's a rabbi that everyone really, really likes, but he's known to be very controversial, very blunt, like.
Let's leave it out. Let's move on. That's not our topic. Fine. Let's move on. Pasuk Zayin. That means I'm not going into it. Let's go on. Pasuk Zayin. Pasuk Zayin. Vadonai Elohim Yazoli Alkein Lo Nichlamti. But Hashem will assist me, says Yeshaya, and so I don't get shamed, even though they shame me. I'm not embarrassed. Al kein samti fanai kachalamish. And so the Navi says, I see that sometimes I have to strengthen my own face. I have to be brazen. I have to stand up as though I were made of stone. Chalamish is a tough rock. Va'eda ki lo evosh. And I know that ultimately I will not be shamed. The Navi says, sometimes you got to stand up and say, I'm doing this, and I'm telling you what's right. And even though people are not happy with what I have to say, I'm going to say it. And so the Navi says, but Hashem helps me. And that's why I'm not embarrassed. So this is a very dangerous statement. This is a statement that many people will make when they're going full throttle down the wrong path. It's very dangerous. You have to be a Navi or have the backing of someone great. You have to make sure you've really verified that you're doing what's right. Remember, Yosef's brothers in this week's parsha also were unabashed about what they were doing. And yet the Navi says, Al micham b'chesef tzadik. The Navi sides with Yosef. Hashem says one of the great transgressions of the Jewish people that Hashem will not forget, al shelosha pishei Yisrael v'al arba'a lo ashivenu, I will not take it back, says Hashem. I'm going to hold it against the Jewish people, al micham b'kesef tzadik, because they sold the righteous one Yosef for money, ve'evyon in the impoverished one b'avur na'alayim, for a set of shoes. So the Navi says that the brothers were wrong. So to make such a statement, the Navi Yeshaya, the Navi has Hashem with him. That's what he says. V'Hashem Elokim Ya'azor Li. Hashem helps me. That's why I'm not embarrassed. People will often say the statement, I'm not embarrassed. I'm doing what's right. Well, make sure you're doing what's right. People also make mistakes. Once you verified it, once you know what's right, then you have to be willing to stand up for what's right. The tour begins the Shulchan Aruch. We know that the Shulchan Aruch based his format on the Tur. The Tur preceded him. The Tur was the son of the Rush, Rabbi Yaakov, the son of the Rush. So the Shulchan Aruch, who lived in the late 1400s, came after the Tur, who lived in the 1300s, and wrote his commentary first on the Tur, and then wrote the short version, the Shulchan Aruch. So Rav Yosef Karo, his major work was the Beit Yosef, the House of Joseph, which was his commentary around the Tur. So if we look over here, we have a Tur, and you see in the middle is the Tur, and the Beit Yosef is this long commentary all around it. Rav Yosef Karo writes a summary of all the opinions in the Tur. So if we look at the Tur in the very beginning of Shulchan Aruch, He begins, Yehuda v'Teima Omer. He quotes the Mishnah. Yehuda v'Teima says, Hevei az kanamer. Be brazen like a leopard. Be brazen like a leopard. Az kanamer, says the Tur, is the rule. Sometimes you want to do a mitzvah and people are making fun of you. And you have to be brazen to look up at all those that mock you for doing the mitzvah and say, I'm doing it. And I'm not going to step back just because someone's making fun of me. So that's why the Mishnah begins with being brazen. Ordinarily, we don't look at brazenness as such a wonderful trait. We say, Az panim legan eden uvoshet legenom uvoshet panim legan eden. The Mishnah says, he who is brazen will find himself in perdition. We admire a person who is boshet panim, who has shame. But the Mishnah begins with, Eve az kanamer, be brazen. So the Tur says, yes, you have to be prepared to be brazen to stand up to do mitzvot. The Shulchan Aruch omits this. He says that's the exception, it's not the rule. The Shulchan Aruch does not begin with Hevei Az Kanamer. The Shulchan Aruch says, yeah, it's an important trait, but it's important when you have difficult circumstances that are the exceptional circumstances, when people mock you for doing a mitzvah, then you have to take this trait. But as a general rule, this isn't the trait we work with. The Navi Yeshaya says, I've been mocked. People are challenging me. They're threatening me not to do what's right. They're telling me, don't give over these prophecies. Ah, if that's the scenario, so then, samti fanai kachalamish, I've become tough as a rock. At this point, I stand up for what Hashem has to say. And at this point, I'm not stepping back. And there's no point over here to being humble, embarrassed, shamed. No, they can try to shame me, and I'm not going to accept it. Vaida ki lo evosh. I know I won't be embarrassed. Because when people are mocking and fighting against what Hashem says, at that point even the Shulchan Aruch admits, tap into what the first Mishnah says, what the Tur quotes in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. Heveyaz kanameh. One has to be prepared to be brazen like the leopard. Not abashed, not shamed, not scared. I'm standing for what's right. And that's what the Navi Yeshaya over here says. Karov matzdiki. Hashem is the one that points out I'm right. Hashem is the one that gives me the ability to stand up for what I'm saying. And he is karov. I know he's right near me. He's on my side of the fight. Mi ariviti nam dayachad. I'm willing to stand up against anyone who wants to challenge me, says the Navi Yeshaya, because Hashem's on my team. Mival mishpati yigash elai. Who wants to take me to court? I'm prepared, says the Navi Yeshaya, because Hashem's on my side. And we'll pick up here, Be'ezat Hashem, next time. The Navi is standing firm and declaring, even though it's unpopular, I'm going to stand by the word of Hashem, and I'm going to continue morning after morning trying my best to educate, to influence, to clarify to the people and draw them to the way that Hashem has given us.